While Governor Charlie Baker said Massachusetts is seeing a surge in coronavirus infections, and federal health officials have characterized Boston as a worrisome hotspot in the pandemic, there are signs the worst might be over in western Massachusetts. While the number of COVID-19 cases continues to increase on an almost daily basis in western Massachusetts, along with a rise in deaths, hospitalizations for the disease have plateaued in the region and may in fact be falling. Bay State Health reported Monday the number of COVID-19 cases at its hospitals in Springfield, Greenfield, Westfield, and Palmer totaled 147. The number of people being treated for the disease at those four hospitals was 170 on April 8th, the highest daily total reported in the last 2 weeks. Other hospitals in western Massachusetts are seeing the same leveling off or a slight drop in cases, according to Bay State Health President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac.
What this does not mean is that we are through the woods.
The region's hospitals currently have available about half the capacity that was created to treat the expected surge in COVID-19 cases.
This is the reason that we did not ask the state to build a field hospital at the Mass Mutual Center, as they've done in other parts of the state, because we felt we had capacity within the four walls of all of our hospitals as a Western Mass community.
Kerouac cautioned people still need to remain at home as much as possible, practice social distancing when out in public, and wash hands frequently. But he said the hospital community is planning for when some loosening of restrictions might occur.
And we understand that the governor, in collaboration with the other six governors in the Northeast, is going to have the final say about how we open up the state of Massachusetts. But at least based on what we're seeing here in terms of caseload, we feel that we will soon be ready to take that first step.
Governor Charlie Baker has directed non-essential businesses and all schools to remain closed until at least May 4th. Dr. Robert Roos, chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, said testing needs to expand in order to contain future outbreaks of the virus.
And we're here to help ensure that we have the available testing for those populations at risk, particularly those in congregate settings, the homeless, the marginalized, those in skilled nursing facilities. It's essential in order to continue to guide our efforts.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city has placed orders for coronavirus testing kits through the state, but has no idea when any will become available.
I think slowly but surely we're getting I want more.
Both Boston and Worcester have done widespread testing of their homeless populations and found high numbers of asymptomatic infection. But Springfield won't start testing until later this week at the tent complex that was built by the city to care for the homeless. Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris said 300 COVID-19 test kits for the homeless triage center were obtained last week, only after the city reached out to U.S. Representative Richard Neal for help.
I believe there is a regional disparity. The fact that we had to reach out to Congressman Neal in order to get the testing that we needed would simply tell you that we weren't able to make a telephone call and get what we needed.
Data released by the city Monday in the form of a map of Springfield with red dots marking the location but not the exact address of each confirmed COVID-19 case indicates that while no part of the city has been spared, high-density, high-poverty neighborhoods have been hit hardest. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.